Sorry, Simon. My name's Andre. I'm an addict. First off, this is fucking terrifying for me. You know, out different and I become paranoid. And well, not so much paranoid, just fearful. You know, and acknowledging that makes it a bit easier for me. It's that simple. As I say, I'm an addict. I'm in recovery. Fucking hell, where to start? I used for 25 years. I used everything I could. When I was like 14, smoking dope and dropping a bit of acid and doing a bit of speed, it was great. I loved it. I loved it. Going to school stoned, I fucking loved it. Getting pissed, I loved it. I had a lot of fear. I had a lot of aggression. I had a lot of front, and it were all bollocks. You know, I was terrified, and I used to puff up my chest and make out as though I knew what I was doing and I were better than everyone else. Nobody could ever tell me out when I was a young kid. You know, if someone told me to do something, I'd do the opposite just to show them I can do what the fuck I like. And I internalised that. So if I had to do something for someone, I'd do it, but I'd convince myself I were doing it because I wanted to do it, you know, in order to get what I wanted. And, you know, eventually, well, at an early age, you know, I started, I couldn't keep a job. I left sixth form. I only wanted to go to sixth form because I didn't want to work. I wanted to go to university because I thought everyone went to university and parted. I never did out, and I expected things to come, and they never did, ever. When I were working, I'd spend my money before I got it, you know, so I'd be skint on payday. And that's at like 18, 20 odd. I had my first injection of opiates when I was 16. I didn't like him. My brother used to come home. You know, he'd rob a chemist, I'd nick the coke from the DDA box that he'd stash, and I'd see him gouching, and I'd think he were mad, you know, and there's me nicking all speed pills and dropping Valium and doing all that, thinking he's mad and I'm all right and he's got a problem and I haven't. And I thought that up until I was 36, believe it or not. I didn't like opiates, they made me sick. So I just did speed and dope and coke and drank a lot of alcohol. When I was 26, I got into heroin in a big way. We had lots of it hidden under floorboards at my mum's house, and I used to steal it from my brother. I turned my best mate onto it, who's still using it to this day. He lost his house, his wife, his family, his job, his dignity, everything. I love this kid, and he's still using today, and I can't help him. And it hurts. It really hurts. I tried moving. I went to live in Scotland, Germany, fucking anywhere I could, Skegness, Butlins, to try and stop using. And wherever I went, it got worse. It got a lot worse. I started stealing from work, from my family, from my friends. I'd justify it whenever I stole, because it were mine, really. You know, my mum had a couple of grand in a cupboard. I took it, because it's my fucking inheritance, really. I'm just taking it now, you know, while she's alive. It's much better. You know, and then I'd say, well, I'll put it back at weekend. And, you know, I'll just make a right good deal and I'll put it back. And then the closer it comes to weekend, the more outrageous the things I'd do. I'd go out and fucking have pound accumulators on football, thinking 14 teams are going to win and I'm going to get all this money back. And it didn't happen. So I used to go back and steal some more. You know, I nicked credit cards. I used to nick fucking meat out of a freezer to sell to people on the street, you know, to get gear. And, it got worse, you know, it got worse. I went to live in Scotland, I stopped using gear, started doing a lot of speed. I used speed to come off of gear, used crack to come off of gear, used alcohol to come off of speed and crack. You know, used speed, crack and alcohol to come off gear, used Valium, you know, it was like constant. And it was killing me, you know, the reality is it was killing me. Not only did it fucking wreck my family's life, you know, put the fear of God into my mum every day when she's expecting that, you know, it ostracised me from everyone that cared about me. And eventually people didn't want to know. You know, my sister were brightest at family. She didn't want to know when I was young, you know, but my mum kept letting me back in. And every time she let me back in, I shot on her again. And same with everyone. I had relationships. Every relationship I had were with a barmaid, you know, because I could get free drink when I weren't using. My mate, who's still using, give me a job after after I'd been sacked, he gave me a job a few years later, and I started robbing from the company that he employed me at, and we started using it at work, because he's manager at work, I could do what the fuck I like, that's what I thought, I'll never get caught, I'll do this, he's robbing, I'm robbing, we're spending a grand a week on gear and crack, it's fantastic, it's great, and I got caught nicking these digital cameras, and I got sacked, and he got sacked, and I left, I went to live in Germany, where a prostitute that I knew in Donny, who sent me a pair of socks, a mug, and a flight to Germany. I thought, this is it, I'm going to go over there. I went over with a load of DFs and some Valium, come off a gear and went straight on to coke and crack and booze. I went to work in an Irish pub with a guy called Derek, a raging alcoholic, as bad as me. And he tried killing himself. He was a big guy, he tried hanging himself from the beam, but the beam snapped. You know, he used to leave me in charge at pub, say, you can drink as much as you want, I can't pay you much. And that was fantastic, you know, because I'd spend fucking 16 hours a day in there drinking. And, you know, swelled up, jaundice, all that. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm in love with this German girl. And I ended up nicking money out of her purse and going to get pissed on Rhine. And telling myself, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a novel. I'm in Germany, I'm going to be a novelist. And I'd sit down with a fucking pen and paper on Rhine with a big crate of beer going, yeah, what should I write about? Glug, glug, glug. And then wake up about fucking 6 hours later, go back and fucking, you know, same as. Anyway, after about a year and a bit, she'd had enough of me. And I come back to England. As soon as I got back to England, I scored. You know, as soon as I got off the train, I scored. And, you know, that's when Omar gave me the job and I end up nicking stuff. And I got into a rehab. I went to a rehab to avoid a prison sentence, as a lot of people do. And I did 9 months, come out, went to a pub, got pissed and picked up. And this is in London. Then I ended up on the street in Notting Hill with my own little doorway that I fought over. You know, it's my fucking doorway, it's my patch, get off. And I prized that doorway outside of a bank because it were a good spot, as they say. And I were dying, you know. There's some people in here that I know, and I've said this before, I look like Gollum, but my head told me I look like Brad Pitt. You know, when I looked in the mirror, I saw Brad Pitt. I didn't see Gollum, you know, and I just couldn't get it. But something happened. My brother tried helping me, and I, you know, he's been in recovery 7 or 8 years. And I started robbing him again. Then one morning, he says, you've been using him in my bathroom. And I said, yeah. He says, I want you to leave. And he kicked me out, bastard. Oh, but it was the best thing he ever did. But at the time, I was thinking, bastard, he'll let me back in. And I went back, and he goes, no, I can't. And he's crying. He's crying when he's done this. And I had 20p and I found up fucking City Roads and I got in. I got in City Roads with 20p and I had to walk to this hospital and I waited there 5 hours clucking, proper in a mess. And this kid's coming stoned out of his head going, you go in City Roads? And he's stoned and I'm clucking. I'm thinking, you got to be clean to get in there. I goes, yeah. He goes, are you? He goes, yeah. I goes, fucking hell, have you got any gear? Give me some gear. You know, I'm looking at the serving hatch in hospital thinking if I dive through, grab her, you know, put a knife to her throat, I can get some methadone out of the cupboard. And it changed from then on. You know, I got in City Roads, I got clean. I did a 12-step rehab in Bognor Regis. Fantastic place, Bognor Regis. I love it today. And I come out, I got a sponsor and I started doing suggestions. And I had a problem, you know, when I were in rehab. When I got out, I were willing to do this stuff and I did it. I fucking dove straight in. I did meetings every day, all day, because I had nothing else to do. I did 3 or 4 meetings a day. You know, move from one meeting to another. I isolated. I didn't have any friends. I didn't know anyone. If you know, if you bumped into me, I'd rob you. You know, that's where I was before. And I just had to do small steps. And coming to meetings were the first thing I did. And as a consequence, you know, my life changed dramatically. You know, my sponsor gave me suggestions. Right, 10 things you're grateful for. Pray in the morning. Pray at night. Go to meetings and think of other people. You selfish bastard. You know, that's what he said to me, and I did. And if someone pisses you off, pray for them. And trust me, some people have really pissed me off in recovery. Someone grassed me up for fucking putting someone up at my house who were trying to get clean. And this kid, I'd known him for 5 years, and he grassed me up because he was pissed off with me because of what I'd done. And I had to pray for him. And I know, you know, that he's carrying that pain of doing this. But my life's beyond my wildest dreams today. I don't think about using. I'm just over 3 years clean. Yesterday, I were at fucking City Hall. 3 years ago, I were begging in the street. Yesterday, I were at City Hall. fucking City Hall, do you know what I mean? With a nice coat on, pair of shoes, sat with all these other people, and then thought come into my head, I wonder if any cunt knows me. You know, if anybody knows me from the street, the fear kicks back in. And I go, stop listening to your fucking head, you idiot. And it was fantastic. I've got a life beyond my wildest dreams, I keep saying. I'm very grateful. I love people today. I don't hate them, which is a fantastic state to be in, because fucking pain and misery and hate's not a very pleasant place for me. It's fantastic to be here. It's great to be clean. And if you want a life beyond your wildest dreams, all you have to do is do what I've done. And it's simple. Keep coming to meetings, listen to people, you know, and take the suggestions on board. And if you do that, you'll get a life beyond your wildest dreams. Thanks.
Thanks, Andre.